Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And we look forward to getting in and digging.
President Zelensky also thanked the president for his support on a peace deal with Russia.
I really count on your strong position to stop Putin. And you said that enough with the war. I think that is very important.
Talks then turning into a heated exchange. ABC's Mary Bruce has more.
This comes after we have seen two other European leaders, the French president, the British prime minister, this week also meeting with President Trump, urging him to keep up his support for Ukraine. And yet here in the Oval Office, you have President Trump chastising him for not being grateful, for not being thankful enough for U.S. support so far, and saying point blank, make a deal or we are out.
This is ABC News. Potential changes under the Trump administration has one prestigious university in California put in place a hiring freeze.
At Stanford University in Palo Alto, a hiring freeze is being put in place because of what it calls potential financial uncertainties due to proposed cuts under President Trump in the form of fewer research payments from the National Institutes of Health. The freeze will not apply to faculty, but will to others as Stanford is developing its budget for the next school year. California State Senator Josh Becker.
It's really quite shocking, but I think Stanford's probably being prudent here by just taking a little bit of a wait-and-see approach.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
An Illinois jury on Friday found Joseph Suba guilty of murder and hate crime charges for the fatal 2023 stabbing of 6-year-old Wadi Al-Fayoumi and the wounding of his mother. In Plainfield, Illinois, prosecutors say he attacked the Palestinian-American family because of their Islamic faith. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would not be us. And for that, they are forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Wind advisory for until 6 p.m. tonight. Crashing cold tonight. Blustery with a few flurries. A low 16. Winds northwest 20 to 30 with gusts up to 40. Mostly sunny and breezy tomorrow with a high of 30. Clear and crisp tomorrow night with a low of 12. Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and the winds are out of the south-southeast at 12 miles per hour. And our current temperature is 37 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Today is Friday, February 28th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thied. Just wanted to remind you that the phone line outage at Ithaca Schools and other businesses in our area has returned and it continues. They have contacted the service provider and they will pass along updates to everyone as they become available. Also, phone line disruptions continue at the Richland Hospital and clinics. Community members may receive a message that states this call cannot be completed as dialed or the line will continue to ring, but does not ring at the hospital. They have alerted the telephone service provider as well, and they are working to resolve that issue. Further updates will be provided as they become available. Over the past weekend, an arrest was made after a two-county chase. On Sunday, the Richland Center Police Department was dispatched to a possible domestic disturbance within the city of Richland Center. The suspect was identified as Alexis Moen, 29, of Richland Center. Moen left the residence while the caller was on the phone with the Richland County Dispatch. Moen was reported to be very intoxicated and possibly crashed after leaving the home. Moen was located by officers of the Police Department and Richland County Sheriff's Office, where they attempted to conduct a traffic stop and a pursuit was initiated. During the pursuit, Moen stopped at a high-risk stop was conducted. Moen then began fleeing again, and while attempting to go around a squad car, she crashed into a parked car. The pursuit continued through the city of Richland Center until terminated by the Sheriff's Office. Information was provided to the Grant County Sheriff's Office, as she was known to frequent that area. Moen was located by the Bosco Bell Police Department, and another pursuit was initiated. Alexis Moen was taken into custody by the Bosco Bell Police Department and Grant County Sheriff's Office for charges within their county and multiple charges within Richland County. During a search of the vehicle, items of drug paraphernalia were located. Former Wisconsin State Representative Katrina Shankland will be the next executive director of Rust Belt Rising. Shankland worked to increase access to affordable health care in rural areas, and she supported farmers with water quality and conservation. As executive director of Rust Belt Rising, Shankland will work to train Democrats and provide research and programs to rising leaders in the Midwest. Republican lawmakers are reintroducing legislation to prohibit persons under the age of 18 from accessing gender-affirming care in Wisconsin. Legislative LGBTQ and caucus chair Democratic State Senator Mark Spreitzer says the gender-affirming care ban is particularly cruel because gender-affirming care saves lives, and without it, kids will be forced to go without care that they need. The Wisconsin State Journal reports the bill would ban procedures for those under 18 if done for the purpose of changing the minor's body to correspond to a sex that is discordant with the minor's biological sex. Democratic Governor Tony Evers vetoed similar legislation that reached the desk last session. With temperatures tapping the 40s, remember that no ice is safe ice. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us what to look out for.
Watch out for weak points, like ice shoves or spots along the shoreline that still have currents running under, or dams, inlets, and outlets. Experts say that ice may be good enough to support you in one place and possibly not in another. So check ice depth frequently. And if you do fall into icy waters, remain calm and attempt all measures to get out safely. Bring an ice pick with you and never go out on the ice alone.
Renovations are on the way for Madison's Alliant Energy Center. Dane County Executive Melissa Agard announced the improvements yesterday. The county has been planning the renovations and expansion for nearly a decade, and Agard says bringing the Exposition Hall and Veterans Memorial Coliseum up to date will attract more performances and events. The Coliseum was built in 1967, the Expo Hall in 1995. Agard said work will be starting as soon as 2026. The airport in Madison served 2,347,990 total passengers last year, just 1.4% shy of its all-time record in 2019. Passenger traffic from September to December of last year outpaced the same period in 2019. And airport officials say early indicators suggest that growth could extend into this year. They attribute the success to the return of key destinations, introduction of new services, and a new airline, and sustained high demand for air travel. The top nonstop destination out of Madison in 2024, the destinations, I should say, were Denver, Phoenix, Washington, D.C., and Orlando. The 13th annual Milk and a Cheese 8-Pin Tap Individual Tournament will be held Sunday at the Bosco Bell Bowl and Banquet. The tournament is held each year to raise funds for the Milk and a Cheese program, which supplies cheese to various food pantries. Ed Chitwood is the organizer of the event.
This is probably one of our biggest money makers for the it kind of puts us over the top, so we have enough money to take cheese year-round to all the pantries. We do Muscadet, Richland Center, Lone Rock, Bosco Bell, and we've had a little bit more money in our account, and I thought it's kind of foolish just leave the money sit there if we could help somebody out, so periodically we take some to Highland also.
The tournament is very popular, but the day will also feature a variety of other events.
The 1:30 shift is pretty much full right now. We have probably room for about 10 or 15 on the 11 o'clock shift. But I also encourage people to come down, whether you're a bowler or not, come down and help Will get something to eat. They have, like all bowling alleys, have really good pizza, chicken wings, you know, they have it all. And chances are there's somebody there that you're going to know and visit with. And they could buy a raffle ticket if they want to buy one. It's just, we try to make it a fun day and not to get into your pocketbook too deep. We've got a raffle table. We've got a 50-50. We've got a dice game. We have a meat raffle where you can win a half a hog. We have two sticks of sausage, two rings of bologna, two packages of brats, and 6 pounds of hamburger. So you've got, you know, you've got about 8 chances to win on that. And then Lynette Kiever, she has made us a quilt for probably the last 10 years. And there's a quilt raffle, and you put your name on a card, and then that goes all day. And we'll get a hold of you if you win, and I'll make sure that you get it.
The cost to bowl is $15 per person and includes a free pound of cheese. To make a reservation, call Ed at 608-537-2340. Richland County Health and Human Services and Center Cinema will host a movie night for children with disabilities. Children with any disability qualifies for a free ticket voucher for the movie Paddington in Peru on Wednesday night, March 5th at 6. The voucher also includes popcorn and a beverage. At least one parent or guardian must be able to attend the movie with their child. Parents and guardians also qualify for the free ticket voucher. Center Cinema will make the theater user-friendly by turning the volume down a notch and opening up more area for children using wheelchairs. Siblings are also invited to attend at a cost of $7, which will also include the movie, popcorn, and a beverage. Those interested in attending may pick up vouchers at the front desk at Richland County Health and Human Services. If you are a farm owner and you need to make plans for the future of your farm but are not sure where to start, there's an upcoming workshop to help you. The workshop is called Thinking About Farm Succession. It will be held this coming Thursday evening from 6 to 8 at Melville Hall in the Pippin Room on the Richland campus. Joy Kirkpatrick is the outreach specialist for UW-Madison Division of Extension.
If you're just thinking about farm succession, which is what we've kind of titled that program, this gets you started in finding out, like, what happens if you don't have a plan. My colleague, Kelly Wilford, who is an attorney, but now works for Extension, so she doesn't practice, right? She can't be your attorney, but she can talk about the law. She's going to talk about what happens if you don't have a plan and the state has one for you. So talk a lot about all of the details around the legal issues, the tax issues, probate, long-term care. So that's kind of her area of talking about the planning pieces. And then I focus on communications and goal setting and what can you do on your own or with someone else to help you with that planning so that you're not having those conversations in front of the attorney or the accountant. You have a little better idea of what your goals are, what information they need is a bit more organized. So I talk a lot about, like, how can you prepare to be more efficient when you start using those paid services.
When it comes to farm succession, there are many concerns farm owners have, which will be discussed at the workshop.
Universally, farm families have very similar challenges, right? Pretty universal question that we get is basically, is the farm big enough to do what we want it to do financially? We talk about that a lot with farm families. One of the other things that's pretty universal is one on-farm child who's helped me build this business, but I also have other children who aren't a part of the farm, but there's this idea that they want to leave an inheritance or something for those other children as well. And so just talking through that, like, what could that look like? Maybe it's not going to be completely equal monetarily, but there's some sort of fairness conversation that comes about. So the message is, yes, your situation is unique, but also know that there are a lot of other families that are dealing with these. And we have had those conversations with families, and a lot of the things that we'll present on March 6th can help get you thinking about, like, what is it that we could do to start analyzing and having conversations around that.
Joy Kirkpatrick says the workshop is not only will be helpful to farmers, but to others as well.
Anybody who has assets, anybody who has loved ones, it really is very broad as to what kinds of things you need to be doing.
The Thinking About Farm Succession workshop is this coming Thursday evening from 6 to 9 at Melville Hall in the Pippin Room on the Richland campus is free. However, space is limited, so registrations are appreciated. You can register online at go.wisc.edu/March6. Farm Succession. If you prefer to register by phone or need assistance with the online form, call the Richland County Extension Office at 608-647-6148. You can also contact Joy Kirkpatrick by email at joy.kirkpatrick@wisc.edu if you have questions or if you need an accommodation to attend this event. WRCO News time is 5:15. WRCO News. Oh, one more thing I forgot to pass along. Sorry about that. Today's winner of $500 in the Richland Center Booster Club calendar raffle is Merriman Keene Jr. with the ticket number 133. And now WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Richard Sadler, age 74, died Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Thursday from 3 to 6 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green with words of remembrances at 6. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Civil Air Patrol, Upland Hills Hospice, or to a charity of your choice. Richard Sadler, age 74. Dr. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center, died Wednesday of a sudden illness at Gunderson Lutheran Hospital in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday, March 8th, at noon at St. John's Lutheran Church in Richland Center, with a luncheon to follow the service. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church Saturday, March 8th, from 10 until the time of the service at noon. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Dr. Kent Friedland, 72, of Richland Center. Dorothy Ann Barocher, 93, of La Crosse, died February 18th at Hillview Healthcare in La Crosse. A graveside prayer service will be held at the Willow Valley Cemetery at a later date. Memorial donations may be sent to Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Dorothy Ann Barocher, 93, of La Crosse.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Get ready to roll for a great cause.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. Well, we've got a wind advisory in effect until 6 o'clock, so that's almost expired, but the winds won't really quit. Just the vicious gusts whipping up to 50 miles per hour are going to start to ease. In fact, overnight we could still see gusts around 30 to 40, and then by tomorrow, more like 20 to 25. And by Sunday, they'll barely be moving. But after a messy hair day today, difficulty driving. These winds are now crashing our temperatures quite cold, down to the mid-teens. And of course, when you slap blustery winds on top of those falling temperatures, it's going to feel even colder, more like near zero. So a very crisp start to the day tomorrow, but it'll be a bright, blue, and beautiful one with mostly sunny skies and breezy winds early, starting to ease by the evening. However, high temperatures will be much colder. They'll actually stay below freezing, only reaching about 30 degrees. With another clear and crisp night again on tap tomorrow, lows will fall to near 10 degrees, and for Sunday, we get shoved a little bit warmer, back to about 40 degrees. It'll be a calm day and very sunny. So that is definitely the best day of the weekend to be outside, soaking up the sunshine and enjoying the outdoors. And you're going to want to do that, because early next week, it's a wild one. We're looking at a pretty big system targeting Wisconsin, and here's what it looks like right now. Monday, it'll be mostly cloudy and mild during the day. Highs will reach the upper 40s, and we have a chance of light rain rolling in the afternoon. Tuesday, it'll be overcast with light spotty showers in the morning, and then rain really ramps up into the afternoon and night. I'm talking some downpours and maybe an inch or two of rain. High temperatures in the afternoon will have tapped 50, and for Wednesday, they only reach the upper 30s. And as those temperatures fall below freezing overnight Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, we're looking at that rain, the heavy rain, flipping over to some heavy snow. Yes, accumulating wet, slushy, sloppy snow. Depending on exactly where the system tracks, totals will range. And the whole system kicks on out of here and leaves the state on Thursday, with sunshine returning, winds calming, and highs making it back to the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 37 degrees after a daytime high of 52 and a morning low of 27. Yesterday's high was 47 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1976 is 59 degrees with a record low of 12 below that was set back in 1879. Last year's high was 28 with a low of 11. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:49 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:38. Winds are out of the northeast at 10 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.59, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 37 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
Get ready to roll for a great cause. 13th annual Milk and a Cheese 8-Pin Tap Individual Tournament is happening this Sunday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. For just $15 per person, enjoy a fun-filled day of bowling, meat raffles, a 50-50 raffle, a dice game, and exciting door prizes. Plus, every bowler gets a free pound of cheese. All proceeds help provide cheese for the local food pantry. Don't miss it. Call Ed at 608-537-2340 for more information. See you Sunday at the 13th annual Milk into Cheese 8-Pin Tap Bowling Tournament in Boscobel.
Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. That's especially true with temptations of many sorts. Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. Criminals, drug addicts, alcoholics all understand the statement. What begins in the mind as a simple thought of looking at that pornographic image or taking that first drink or swiping that DVD from the store leads to a feeling of desire to have that item or take that drug, which intensifies to the thrill that it will produce, which leads to the act of giving into that temptation, which leads to a life drawn down into the bottom of the barrel of life, which leads to the consequences of destroyed lives, relationships, and possibly even a prison sentence. But that statement can also be true in the spiritual sense of good living. Thoughts produce feelings. Feelings produce actions. Actions have consequences. Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." When our minds are involved in thinking about righteous living and becoming like Christ, those thoughts will produce the feeling of joy in our relationship with the Almighty, which will lead us to acts of mercy and love, which will bring us the consequence or the reward of a life lived rightly, sitting on the Father's lap and enjoying His face. I'm Pastor Tim, and you've been listening to Life Tracks. Think on the good things.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Here is Phil Nee with a look at high school postseason basketball.
Girls basketball games tonight. River Valley is at Prairie du Chien, and Broadhead is at Platteville. Also coming up tonight in Division 4, Whitehall at Bangor, Parkview at Cuba City, Lancaster at Mineral Point, Darlington at Belleville, and New Glarus at Argyle Pecatonica. Cashton is at Blair Taylor in Division 5, Cochran Fountain City at Kickapoo, Hillsboro at Oliva Strum, Potosi Cassville plays at Barneveld, Blackhawk at Belmont, Wazika Steuben hosts River Ridge, and in the other part of the bracket, the Ithaca Bulldogs are playing at Scholesburg. The Bulldogs, a 7th seed, match up against number 2 seed Scholesburg in that half sectional. We'll have that game tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. David Klang is the coach of the Bulldogs.
They're really tall, and they have some good outside shooters, and they're all very aggressive driving. And so the kind of be key is our defense once again. Our defense has to kind of set the tone and kind of limit their opportunities and slow them down, force them really to have tough shots and then get every board we can and make sure we get every loose ball, every steal we can. And then on that flip side, we got to really take care because we don't want to give them any extra opportunities for them to have their offensive possessions.
That's David Klang. Ithaca plays at Scholesburg. We'll have the game on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com later on. Tip-off time is at 7 o'clock. I'm Phil Nee.
At Schwartz Insurance, when we say they can customize your insurance policy, they really can. If your insurance needs include auto and home packages, high risk, motorcycle, collector cars, recreational vehicles, watercraft, country estates, agribusiness and farm, business health and life, Schwartz Insurance can customize your coverage to fit you. Call 647-8891 to check your questions and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency.
And state high school wrestling continues at the Kohl Center in Madison this evening. With more, here's Bill Twining.
Session number 3 of the WIAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament gets underway this evening at 7 o'clock at the Kohl Center in Madison. It'll be a semifinal round in all 3 boys division and semifinals for the girl. They will all be wrestled at the same time at the Kohl Center, 2 mats for each division. All eyes from southwestern Wisconsin will be on the Riverdale Chieftains, who saw all 3 of their wrestlers win quarterfinal matches yesterday. Grant Matthews, Brody Meese, and Lakota Brewer will all be wrestling in the semifinals tonight at the Kohl Center. It'll be a heavy mix of wrestlers from our listening area, including 3 from Mineral Point in the semifinals, 4 from Iowa Grand Highland, and 2 from Fenimore, as the conference is being well represented. We'll go on the air tonight and have reports throughout the evening and live matches as we keep an eye on area wrestlers that also include Frankie Groom of North Crawford Seneca and Delia Collins of Mineral Point wrestling in the semifinals for the girls. Tomorrow's action in the consolation round resumes 10 o'clock in the morning, and then the championship round at 5:30 on Saturday evening at the Kohl Center in Madison. We'll have reports on the air tonight, and time allows, we'll have some live coverage of semifinal matches as well. For Kirk Lair, Pat Mahoney, and David Wormund, for WRCO Sports, I'm Bill Twining.
Thank you, Bill, and thank you, Phil, also for that report earlier. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with 2 kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, the common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs were lower Friday. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were lower on fund and technical selling, along with the higher dollar and mostly lower crude oil during the session. The trade continues to monitor development weather in Argentina and harvest activity in Brazil, which is near the halfway point. Tariffs against key U.S. trading partners are scheduled to go into effect March 4th. March beans were down 11 and a quarter at 10.11 and a half. May was down 11 and a half at 10.25 and three quarters. March bean meal was up 80 cents at 291.70. March bean oil was down 122 points at 43.53. Corn was lower, keeping an eye on conditions in South America while waiting to see what happens with those tariffs. Nearing the middle of the marketing year, corn demand overall remains solid. March was down 11 and a quarter at 453 and a half, and May corn was down 11 and a half at 469 and a half. And wheat was down on fund and technical selling, along with that higher trade in the dollar. It's looking at dry weather in the southwestern U.S. plains, which could cause some stress to winter wheat, and winter kill is a concern in parts of the Black Sea region. March Chicago was down 9 3/4 at 537. March Kansas City was 13 lower at 558 and a quarter. March Minneapolis wheat was down 4 3/4 at 582 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were sharply lower, pressured by the direct cash business during the session. Brent Barnett has more on that in a moment. April live is down 347 at 192.65. June was 355 lower at 188.77. April feeder cattle on Friday were down $2.55 at 273. And hogs were lower, with the pork carcass cutout value lower at midday on Friday, led by a big drop in the belly primal. April was down 70 cents at 83.67, and May was down 132 at 87.42. Brent Barnett has that full look at cash livestock after this.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcast. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab to the truck to the barn to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Your farm is more than land. It's a legacy. But do you have a plan for its future? Join Compeer Financial's AgriMindset Transition Planning Webinar on March 12th at 1 p.m. Estate planning attorney Brooke Didier-Starks will share practical steps to get started and tackle the tough questions with Dr. Megan Roberts, Compeer Ag Economist, guiding the conversation. Take the next step. Register now for the March 12th webinar at compeer.com/webinar.
Cattle Country had a light live trade in parts of the South at 197, $2 lower than last week. A light dress trade took place Thursday in the North at 313, $2 lower from the previous week. Boxed beef closed mixed with choice up 65 cents at 311.83. Select down 8 cents at 302.05. The choice select spread was 978. Estimated cattle slaughter was 107,000 head. Unchanged on the week and up nearly 6,000 on the year. Cash hog business was mixed on Friday. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 53 cents, with a base range of $84 to $93. The Iowa Minnesota was down 28 cents, with a weighted average price of $89.16. Estimated hog slaughter was 480,000 head, up 13,000 on the week and down more than 1,500 on the year. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News.
Hello, this is Chase Huston with Timsock Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a big sale. Come buy your hay now. Large squares topped at $170 a ton and rounds topped at $70 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Looking to consign your machinery or goods or even list your real estate? Give us a call, 608-723-4020 for more info, or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Huston. Have a great day.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchi Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchi Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Harchi Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. A farm financial expert sees credit conditions further deteriorating. David Opadal is with the Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago.
And there has been some tightening of credit standards. So on the margin, there will be some farmers that probably will have a very difficult time getting, you know, qualified for lending this year.
More news is coming up next on Brownfield.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. AgriAmerica streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Your farm is more than land. It's a legacy. But do you have a plan for its future? Join Compeer Financial's AgriMindset Transition Planning Webinar on March 12th at 1 p.m. Estate planning attorney Brooke Didier-Starks will share practical steps to get started and tackle the tough questions with Dr. Megan Roberts, Compeer Ag Economist, guiding the conversation. Take the next step. Register now for the March 12th webinar at compeer.com/webinar.
Science fellow with Nutrien Ag Solutions says staffing cuts at the National Weather Service could have an impact on forecasting capabilities. Eric Snodgrass tells Brownfield,
when you consume weather in the United States, probably 95 to 98% of the data that you're getting is coming from NOAA and the National Weather Service. All the historical normals, all of the forecast data. So I get concerned about it.
The Trump administration terminated around 800 employees Thursday within the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which oversees the National Weather Service. The U.S. EPA says it plans to give Midwestern states an extra year to prepare for permanent year-round E15 fuel sales. South Dakota and Ohio have asked for a one-year extension to remove the 1 PSI volatility waiver for E10. More on these stories at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
The rural economy continues to slide. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. The latest Rural Main Street Index has revealed continued uncertainty in the ag economy. On this episode of Managing for Profit, an ag economist with Creighton University says consumers are being very cautious with their spending, and it's something the ag industry needs to monitor. More coming up on Brownfield.
Have you been to agriamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgriAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgriAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgriAmerica.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield anchor reporter based in Iowa. Tune in each day to Managing for Profit to hear expert advice from the industry's top producers and leaders to make your operation more profitable. Topics range from insurance, government programs, taxes and regulations, environmental factors, policy updates, overall risk management, and more. Unlock the potential of your farming operation with Managing for Profit each day on Brownfield. Economist Ernie Goss with Creighton University tells Brownfield the most recent Rural Main Street Index fell below growth neutral for the 17th time in the past 18 months.
This is a survey of bank CEOs in rural areas of 10 states. The average community size is about 1,300. And the farm economy is not doing well. Now, livestock sectors are doing much better than the grain sector. And we're seeing that. We ask about looking ahead, and bankers still see livestock moving ahead of grain in 2025. I'm more on the side of what we call regression to the mean. I think we'll see, me speaking, not the banker speaking, I think we'll see better growth in the grain sector, upturn there, and moving to the mean down for the livestock, not down, but more toward what we've seen historically. So that's what I'm expecting. We did have farmland prices came down again, so that was, I won't say that's, depends on if you're buying land or selling land or holding land. And most farmers, of course, are holding land. That just means higher property taxes probably for most farmers.
Goss says he's particularly concerned about the ag equipment industry.
We did see farm equipment sales move down lower, and that's a real concern out there, particularly for Iowa, where you've got an equipment sector that's got very important linkages forward to the farm and backward to the metal producers. So it's not that good for Iowa, at least, or in that regard.
And we have been seeing some impacts there, Ernie. As recent as last week, there have been some more, unfortunately, some layoffs within some farm equipment companies. Right. Is this something you've been keeping an eye on?
Oh, yes, we've been seeing it. In fact, we've seen it now for several months. It's, in fact, 18 months, to be precise, that prices of the farm equipment sales have declined. So that's putting a squeeze on some of the manufacturers and also the retailers out there that sell to the farmer.
I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Sometimes this world feels like it's burning to the ground. There's so much noise we get lost in the sound. We're all slaying dragons, we think we're on our own. But everybody's got a battle nobody knows. So show a little kindness, show a little light, bigger than the darkness. It's gonna be alright. Give a little comfort, give a little hope. All we gotta do is walk each other home. There's a little sanctuary inside every heart, but we burn all the bridges and we make it hard. Don't know who needs to hear this or what you're going through, but if you're feeling like I'm feeling, I'll be there for you too. Share a little kindness, share a little light, bigger than the darkness. It's gonna be alright.
Was 615 Collective with Kindness on Country and Community. Tim Thede here, and I will be here until around 6:40. Well, I'll be here beyond that, but I'll be bringing you music until around 6:40 this evening, and then that's when we'll be bringing you high school tournament basketball action. Ithaca at Sulzburg, and Phil Knee will be making the call for that game. And then also we'll have reports from the state wrestling tournament during the basketball game. And After the game's over, we'll have some live coverage from the Kohl Center in Madison. Bill Twining and David Orman will be bringing that to all of us. And right now at 5:49, our temperature is 36 degrees in Richland Center. The winds are out of the east at 9 miles per hour, so a little bit lower than earlier. We had a gust, as I mentioned earlier, of up to 41 miles per hour today. So it was a pretty windy day. I don't hear things rattling out there as much as there was earlier, but hopefully it wasn't too windy for each and every one of you on this Friday. But those temperatures are dropping. We were at 52 today, so we've dropped down to about 36 degrees now, so it's getting down to that freezing mark. So if you're out and about, if there's any water in the roadway, be careful, because that could actually freeze, or if on the sidewalk too, so we don't want to have you slip either. So, but otherwise, enjoy your Friday evening, and I hope you have a great weekend. If you're looking for something to do tomorrow, Bake Shop and Breakfast will be held at First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock, and that'll be from 8 until 10. Also going on tomorrow, the Church Women United will host the World Day of Prayer, and that will be at 9 o'clock at First Baptist Church.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, a common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. Crawford for WI.com.
Get ready to roll for a great cause. The 13th annual Milk and a Cheese 8-Pin Tap Individual Tournament is happening this Sunday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. For just $15 per person, enjoy a fun-filled day of bowling, meat raffles, a 50-50 raffle, a dice game, and exciting door prizes. Plus, every bowler gets a free pound of cheese. All proceeds help provide cheese for the local food pantry. Don't miss it. Call Ed at 608-537-2340 for more information. See you Sunday at the 13th annual Milk into Cheese 8-Pin Tap Bowling Tournament in Boscobel.
Looking for a job that rocks? The House on the Rock Resort in Royal Spring Green is hiring. They have openings for front desk associates, hotel housekeeping, janitorial maintenance, and more. With flexible part-time schedules and 5 shifts a week options, there's something for everyone. Apply today. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team and work at a place that truly rocks.
Get ready, Molly B fans! The Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization invites you to a special benefit concert for the Outdoor Pool Fund in Baraboo. Molly B brings her energetic polkas and more March 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Baraboo Arts Center. Tickets are just $30 and all proceeds support a great cause. Get yours today at the Bosco office, open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. or call 608-356-8464 for more details. Don't miss out. Great music for a great cause on March 2nd. Molly B in Baraboo. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Join us for Flavorful Moments, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
I've been in this corner since 78, on US 6, 3,000 miles of nowhere.
I've been in this corner since 78.
You walk in with amazing grace. I'm playing George Strait Amarillo by morning. Seeing things change, but everything's the same. Different clothes and music. I'm here to play along while you sing your songs. I got all your favorites saved in, from bell-bottom jeans to denim jean jackets, honky-tonks and big rock ballads. Staying alive, another 9 to 5, and Lord knows my mama tried. Yeah, I'm the soundtrack to your life, day to day. Jukebox is my name. Yep. Never unplugged, it's 88. On US 6, still 3,000 miles of nowhere. Play your Eye of the Tiger or anything Survivor. Yeah. I'm seeing things change, but everything's the same. Just different clothes and music. I'm here to play along while you sing your songs. I got all your favorites saved in, from rolled up jeans, members only jackets, Whitney songs and old school. Don't close your eyes, sweet child of mine. I'm here for you tonight. Yeah, I'm the soundtrack to your life, day to day. And Jukebox is my name. Is my name.
Baby. it might be worth it.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks.